We're reading from the Book of Shamati on page 50, article number 16, What is the Day of the Lord and the Night of the Lord in the Work? You can ask questions on CAP TV and selected questions will be aired. Page 50, article number 16, the Book of Shamati, What is the Day of the Lord and the Night of the Lord in the Work? Our sages said this about the verse, Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord, wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. There is a parable about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, I await the light, for the light is mine. But you, what need have you for the light? The interpretation is that since the bat has no eyes to see, what does it gain from the sunlight? On the contrary, for one who has no eyes, the sunlight only darkens more. We must understand that parable, meaning how the eyes are connected to looking in the light of God, which the text names the Day of the Lord. They gave a parable in that regard about a bat, that one with no eyes remains in the dark. We must also understand what is the Day of the Lord, and what is the Night of the Lord, and what is the difference between them. We discern the day of people by the sunrise, but with the day of the Lord, in what do we discern it? The answer is at the appearance of the sun. In other words, when the sun shines on the ground, we call it day, and when the sun does not shine, it is called darkness. It is the same with the Creator. A day is called revelation, and darkness is called concealment of the face. This means that when there is revelation of the face, when it is a clear as day for a person, this is called a day. It is, our sages said about the verse, the murderer resets with the light to kill the poor and needy. And in the night he is as a thief, since he said, and in the night he is as a thief, it follows that light is day. He says there that if the matter is as clear to you as light, that comes over the souls. He is a murderer, and it is possible to save him in his soul. Thus, we see that regarding day, the Gemara says that it is a matter as clear as day. It follows that the day of the Lord will mean that providence, how the Creator leads the world, will be clearly in the form of benevolence. For example, when one prays, his prayer is immediately answered, and he receives what he has prayed for, and one succeeds wherever one turns. This is called the Day of the Lord. Conversely, darkness, which is night, will mean concealment of the face. This brings one doubts and the benevolent guidance and alien thoughts. In other words, the concealment of the guidance brings one all these alien views and thoughts. This is called night and darkness. Namely, one experiences a state where one feels that the world has turned dark on him. Now we can interpret what is written. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Therefore, would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason, and when one does what it against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is benevolent, and while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong, as if they see it without reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God called the Upper Abundance will go to the vessels of reception called separated vessels, and they do not want this, since it would go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of Gdusha, sanctity, which is against the will to receive for self-gratification. Instead, they want to be adhered to the Creator, and this can only be through equivalence of form. However, to achieve that, meaning in order for one to have a desire and a craving to cleave to the Creator, since one is born with the nature of a will to receive, only for one's own benefit, how is it possible to achieve something that is completely against nature? For this reason, one must make great efforts until he acquires a second nature, which is the will to bestow. When one is imparted the will to bestow, he is qualified to receive the upper abundance with it, and not blemished, since all the flaws come only through the will to receive for oneself. In other words, even when doing something in order to bestow, deep inside there is a thought that he will receive something for this act of bestowal that he is now performing. In other words, one is unable to do anything if he does not receive something in return for the act. One must enjoy, and any pleasure that one receives for oneself, that pleasure must cause him separation from the life of lives by reason of the separation. This stops one from being adhesive with the Creator, since the matter of dvikut, adhesion, is measured by equivalence of form. It is thus impossible to have pure bestowal without a mixture of reception from one's own powers. Therefore, for one to have the powers of bestowal, we need a second nature, so one will have the strength to achieve equivalence of form. In other words, the Creator is the giver and does not receive anything, for he lacks nothing. This means that what he gives is also not because of a want, meaning that if he had no one to give to, he would feel it as a want. Instead, we must perceive it as a game. That is, it is not that when he wants to give, it is something that he needs. But this is all like a game. It is, as our sages said, regarding the mistress. She asked, "What does the Creator do after he has created the world?" The answer was, "He sits and plays with a whale, as it is written." As it is written, "There go the ships of the sea, and Leviathan, the sea monster, which you have formed to sport in it." The matter of the Leviathan refers to dvikut and connection. As it is written, according to the space of each with rests. It means that the purpose, which is the connection of the Creator with the creatures, is only in sport. It is not a matter of desire and a need. The difference between a game and a desire is that everything that comes in the desire is a necessity. If one does not obtain one's wish, one is deficient. However, in sport, even if one does not obtain the thing, it is not considered a lack. As they said, it is not so bad that I did not obtain what I thought, because it is not important. It's not so important. This is so because the desire that one had for it was only playful and not serious. It follows that the whole purpose is that one's work will be entirely in bestowal, and he will not have a desire and craving to receive pleasure for his work. This is a high degree as it is implemented in the Creator, and this is called the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is called wholeness, as it is written, "Let the stars of the morning thereof be dark, let it look for light, but have none." Light is considered wholeness. When one acquires the second nature, the will to bestow, which the Creator gives one after the first nature being the will to receive, and now receives the will to bestow, then one is qualified to serve the Creator in completeness. And this is considered the Day of the Lord. Thus, one who has not acquired the second nature and can serve the Creator in the form of bestowal, and awaits to be rewarded with that meaning bestowal, meaning when one has already exerted and did what he could to obtain that force, he is considered to be awaiting the Day of the Lord, meaning to have equivalence of form with the Creator. When the Day of the Lord comes, he is elated. He is happy that he has come out of the power of the will to receive for himself, which separated him from the Creator. Now one cleaves to the Creator and considers it as having risen to the top. However, it is the opposite with one whose work is only in self-reception. One is happy as long as one thinks that he will have any reward from his work. When one sees that the will to receive will not receive any reward for its work, one becomes sad and idle. Sometimes one comes to ponder about the beginning and says, "I did not swear on this." Thus, moreover, the Day of the Lord is attaining the power to bestow. If one were to be told that this will be his profit from engaging in Torah and mitzvot, one would say, "I consider it darkness, not light, since this knowledge brings one to darkness."
What we see is the difference between the state as it is presented on the part of the Creator and the first state in Ein Sof. And when it comes to the recognition of the Creator in the third state in Ein Sof after the corrections, the difference is in the Rosh of the general Big Partsuf. As in Ein Sof, the creature was created the Bechina Shoresh Aleph Bet and Gimel, beside the Bechina of Adam. From all that system emerged the worlds, afterwards began a structure called Adam HaRishon, special system, which is only the preparation from which can evolve something called Adam, that which resembles the Creator. Adam is a system that opened up and broke, and we need to build it from all the components, all the elements. And the whole difference between what was presented on the part of the Creator and what we are about to do, what we need to do, is by us acquiring the Rosh, the head. Meaning by ourselves, we are attaining all the Creator has done, all the providence and supervision and the revelation of His actions. This is what is called the revelation of the Creator to the creatures. Meaning how the force of love and bestowal governs the entire desire to receive. He created existence from absence. How is that? From your actions we know you. By us discovering His actions through our feeling and understanding, by that, to the extent that we discover it, by that we build ourselves. And the difference, once more, is only in attaining the Rosh, to have Rosh. This is the difference between the animate and the speaking degree. In humans is the Rosh, he is above the beast. The beast is governed by nature, and the man need to grow in a way that he conduct himself according to the force that is above nature. And they advance towards it by darkness. Meaning, darkness and light, initially the desire to receive the sun as a fulfillment and a luck. Fulfillment and a luck could be in a form of lacking food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. In the advancement, one already feels different desires. As he advanced further towards the Creator, he began to feel in his ascents and descents different moods. After the moods, he began to feel joy and anxiety. Yet joy and anxiety from the state itself, his own state. And afterwards, he began to pass it on from the lines of the so-called masses, landlords so-called, that he feel within his desire, as much as he is operated in the states, and how glad he is in the different states. So he began to tie it to the Creator. Meaning that the Creator is the one that brings him those states. And then he began to feel, egoistically, the need for the Creator to come and fulfill and calm me down. Until, as one continues to work, he begins to understand that he doesn't want to advance by the force of fear and anxiety, force of luck. Rather, he wants to advance by understanding, awareness that he is under the Creator's governance, not because he is good, rather because he is connected to Him. This is already the beginning of faith, the beginning of acquiring the quality of bestowal. Thus he begins to discern what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord. Meaning not day and night with respect to his body, rather day and night with respect to the Creator. Which is utterly different. Day is called complete providence, a revealed providence. That he wants not because he wants it to feel good. He doesn't look for a good stuff for himself. Rather, on the contrary, even though his body will feel a lack, nevertheless, he would be glad to ascend above that sensation and alongside himself with the Creator. Because the fact the body feels itself empty, and in anxiety and sufferings. However, for the person, this is the right, the accurate discernment by him going above reason, above his body, in connecting with the Creator, and not in order to profiting for his ego or some benefits. Accordingly, we are coming and trying to reach higher and higher degrees, detached from any private personal gain, rather working above it, above our beast, and building the Rosh of Adam that is not at the same height as the body, like with the animals, rather it is above the body. Meaning his intentions are also in order to bestow until we come to adhesion. Hence, each and every time to examine oneself, what is the night and what is the day for me? It stabilizes a person correctly from the state he's in towards the goal. Until day and night, when until he determines it exactly as the Creator wants.
My colleague is asking, what is this nature that he's talking about here?
Where does it? Where is it written?
He speaks about the second nature and.
Second nature is bestowal versus first nature, that is reception. This is what we have. However, by the light that reforms, we are receiving second nature, whereby I can work. It's a miracle. We don't know what it is. When a person can truly make calculations and not lying to himself. So when he works for the sake of others, what's outside of him, what outside of his body, outside of his desire to receive, this is something one receives from above. That's truly a miracle. Yes.
Carlos from Brazil says, does faith above reason come as a result of my efforts?
It's a result of my of the efforts on which there is a reply from above, being that bestowal from above brings the person faith above reason, meaning the force of bestowal above the force of reception. It's not that the person himself attains that, rather in the cry and the screaming, in the need for that, the upper light establish it for him, build in him that ability. It's a special force that doesn't even exist in our world. Say like as if we existed without the gravity, and all of a sudden, bang, this gravity. And then imagine yourself, everything falls on the ground. You are also connected to the land, like as if you glued onto it, and we don't even know how to do it differently. All technology and techniques and everything we're doing, how different would it have been? Whether with or without gravity. So it's something that comes all of a sudden and gives, well, it's much more than that, but, and it gives you also in mind and heart a new software. Hence it is impossible to pass it in words and give examples as if, because our world still is inclusive of including two forces, reception and bestowal, as if there is plus and minus in it, seemingly. So, accordingly, in all kind of levels of existence where these phenomena exist, like north and south, light and darkness, etc., then we can give examples due to the force of the breaking. We have those two forces, one versus the other. However, when a person truly reaches the other force versus reception, he has an order of thinking and calculation that is completely opposite, because all his values are changing. This line of thought, what for and why in each action, what are we doing it for, why are we doing it, for whose sake, what should we take into account, it is entirely different. It is entirely different. On the outside, no one see anything on the Kabbalist around us. They're also, and sometimes we are meeting them with the concealed ones, and we see nothing weird about them, nothing different, because all their actions are in the internality, and we do not feel that zone. We don't reveal it. Yes.
Joseph from Israel says, what does it mean to discover the Creator's action and feeling? How does that feel?
And now it doesn't feel. Now you also really feel the Creator's actions. However, who is he and what does he feel? He is some creature who is feeling as the Creator created him, and he, what he feels, come to him from the Creator. And only the point, the holding point, gripping point in reality, that it is a result of the Creator and Providence, Supreme Providence, that point is one hold on to, could be the beginning of the Adam. However, all his reality is also in a mind and heart. It's as thou shalt hem me from behind and before, as he writes. Yes.
Student from Washington says, how do we discern between the true desire to bestow and a hidden desire to receive for my own benefit?
How do we discern between a desire to receive for oneself, yes, and between the desire to bestow? We have no desire to bestow in us. How would I discern? I discern nothing. I can imagine a desire to bestow in our case only if I am facing the group. Then I have the closest example to spirituality. The closest. That should I desire to connect with them with heart and soul, to work together in order to reveal the Creator, no matter how we play with it, and as much as we don't understand, and nevertheless, this is what was given to us in our reality. This is the most correct thing. So in my relationship with them, to some extent, I can advance towards bestowal. Or the other way around, to see how incapable I am, and then to cry out, so I will be given. All in all, in my work with the group, I and they and all of us together, we need to discover the prayer of the many. That we are incapable of it. And here, on the path, there is a very sensitive point. So the fact that we are incapable, then we're crying. Well, we can't, you can't. What should we do? Similarly, we are wrong, or the Creator is wrong, or the system doesn't work, or why should I get into all kind of sufferings? I'm incapable of feeling this thing, and I invested a few years, and I'm incapable. Well, I'll go. I'll leave. And here is the obstacle. The righteous would follow it, and the wicked would fail in it. However, we need to expect it. This is a very sensitive, a breaking point, a crisis point. When it comes, we're not as wise as now when we are talking a bit about it as if from the side, intellectually. Rather, when a person is included in that point, he is included, then he has no mind and feel to criticize his state from the outside. And that is a very unsimple test.
Our student from Croatia is asking, what should we do when all the scrutinies lead you to a state of freeze and the disability of moving in your corporeal life?
Oh, that's a nice state. One should ask for it. Who brought you here? First of all, who are you? Well, the fact that we are not seeing must stimulate us to discover the Creator. If I would have seen that my friend bring about all my problems or some enemy that hates me from afar, then I attribute to him the reason for my suffering. However, the fact I do not see, and the fact that I see that there's kind of a situation here, you know, it's kind of a irrational, kind of transcendental state that something happens, that then that aims me to search for the Creator, search for the reason, the supervisor, the one governs and determines my states. So it's a good state. Well, I need to give yes.
What do we have to do when we identify that our thoughts come from our ego? We don't like those thoughts. We take different actions or we make different calculations. And you know that all that comes from the Creator. What do?
Cry, scream, pledge.
Okay, you ask.
If you discover it's come from Him, that He is responsible, He is the source, then what's the problem?
The problem is that maybe the thoughts, they leave momentarily and come back. And you don't like them. They're not yours, but you can't do anything. It's your ego. He has this notepad. He opens it up, makes a calculation, writes it down. The Creator does it to you. And
aren't you enjoying this whole process you're going through?
No. You reach a state where you no longer want it.
Why?
Because it sounds so petty, calculations that I'm fed up with, that I closed in the past, the ego digs them out again.
But that's a new degree, it returns. There's no one moment like its previous. You haven't gone through it, you haven't scrutinized it all the way, otherwise it wouldn't have come back.
The only scrutiny which I can make is to say that since my ego relates to it this way, I don't like it, I don't want it, it's petty, it's childish. Why do I need all these stories that happened in the past? It's a calculation I no longer want to be a part of.
Seemingly, not enough.
Enough for whom? For my ego or for me?
For you. You aren't willing as yet to cut the connection with it completely. This is why it come back.
So, what is the remedy? What do I have to do? Because I'm fed up with it.
Yes, you are fed up with it. So, you want a better state.
I don't want to remember it. I don't want to engage in it.
You want to run away from problems.
As well.
But all these problems are coming not because you would run away or not run away from it. Rather, above it. Above it for you to build relationships to where the problems are coming from.
I can't understand.
Well, it's like a baby who's hurting, something is wrong, and mom says to him and explains to him, but it hurts you because of this. He doesn't want to hear that because of this or because of that. He just cries that it hurts him. But she says, look, it's the problem is not the pains. The problem is the reason for the pain. And you need to remove that reason. And this is what you're taught, and you don't want to ascend and think about the goal. The goal, the reason the Creator awoke you or awakened you is for you to, hey, look at me. And you don't want to look at Him. You just want to look into the place where it hurts. And in such manner, you will never get rid of those pains. Never. You look where the world get into, what the world is getting into. You will see it over months, years. It's endless. What problems? What troubles? What? Why? If we will not get to know the reason, being the Creator wanting us to know Him, He cannot shake us any other way, because we are a desire to receive, so He cannot do it in any other manner other than sufferings, a poking. Should we not perform, not aim our eyes towards Him instead of inside our wound, then the wound would expand. The wound would expand further and further until you nevertheless would aim yourself towards Him. What's unclear here? These are very simple logical things. If I want to teach you something, yes? Sometimes one person want to teach a lesson, another person. Say you disregarded me. And I want you now to come on all four to me. Come and bend yourself. So I bring you all kind of troubles through all kind of people and incidents. Initially you don't know where it comes from. Then you identify that it's up to me. You want to run away from it, but it's impossible. I arrange for you more and more in a more cunning way all kind of problems and troubles. Eventually you break down and you come to me. You understand that? Well, that's it. So the Creator has a feel, has a mind, has the sophistication, the whole world, all the means He would trick us. Don't worry, He'll trick us. We'll come on all four, like little pets. If not through the good way. What's the good way? He has given you an opportunity to get to know Him. What is the book telling you? The book tells you up front. Who does it? Why does He do it for? And what can you do, even from a little pick? Oi! And that's it. Sufficient for me. If I'm wise, I already know what to do. I can already imagine to myself all the problems and torments, scare myself off, or raise the importance to reach Him by the environment. And off we go. Why do I need all these troubles and problems through all this time and sufferings? What for? Now I organize the environment, so that it would constantly tell me about it, that would bring me the greatness in reaching the Creator, that nevertheless there is no other choice, and that's it, I shorten the path. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it needs to give us. However, if we don't want, nevertheless, we don't want to lift our head from within this sewer and we just reject all that there is, like, oh, the great humanity, you'll see how it all will be like, I don't know how to say it, like flies, like in what kind of a despised form, all these humans, all that we people have achieved and built, you'll see how it will all be truly spread off. Raised, because we do not want to ascend above our ego, above nature. Alone, it is impossible. Alone, it is impossible. However, by chibur, connection, you can immediately ascend from the degree of the emotion to the degree of qualities. What's more important? What's more worthwhile? You are immediately ascending above the degree, the level where you only feel as a beast. You can, through the group, you can attract such powers by the public opinion that will support you. You can attract such power that the pain you are feeling, even in your flesh, seemingly, it won't be pain. It won't be pain, because the pain is the lack of light in the kli. in the vessel. There's nothing more to it. Lack of light in the vessel from a certain degree that is felt a little bit more and more and more and more and more, or so much so that it begins to be as pain, physical pain, emotional pains, etc., and the harming of all kind of my self, the self. And we, when we receive the influence of the light, it changes all those things. And just I don't know, it just is how shall I say it? It's like a miracle. It occurs. It's as if you had kind of God forbid a wound, huge terrible wound, and all of a sudden it's gone, healed. So all those things are a consequence of the influence of the light. All in all, there's nothing work other than him. Nothing operates. So if a person wants to ascend from the degree of the emotion only, like a baby that cries and doesn't want to know the reason why is he crying, but he harms himself and he cries, to the degree of consciousness and awareness, the revelation of the reason. So if you don't want to discover it, then you'll suffer. And then nevertheless, you'll have to do it. The desire to receive through the great suffering will necessitate you to know where it comes from. But this is the path of suffering. So why, if you want to wait for that, it's terrible. Yes?
I agree. I know that my relation was wrong. I know that my stinking ego is wrong. I need some advice. What can I do in the middle of the day where I'm not in the environment, my group?
You're never in the environment. You don't establish that the group would have the force of avut upon you.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but this is what it is written. You should check it out and try and make sure it happens. It will occur. If the group make sure that each and every one will always have the awareness and the understanding that we are in the world of the Creator, of the upper light, of the good that does good, that there is none else but Him, and that we want that in any place we will constantly be connected to this knowledge, to this, if not the feeling, at least that knowing, then already we are in the right point of the beginning of Adam and not the degree of the beast. From that we are starting. You cannot hold yourself, one cannot hold himself in the right direction when, as if you are in the right world. You are in a lie, and it seems to you that you are in the world and you are suffering, and it is incorrect. It is all the imaginary world that all these characters seems to you, with all the anxiety and fears and all the problems and all that you absorb and do. It's all a show, you know, as you are in a subconsciousness, and through that subconsciousness you have all these Freud's hallucinations. All right, hallucinations. That's it. But you aren't aware of it. The group must bring you constantly this awareness, this knowledge. And then, by persevering, you will begin to identify that indeed you are, with respect to the right reality, you are an hallucination. It's a habit that will turn into a second nature, that you will demand it, that you start get used to it, you start exerting it. We know that if we're exerting in something, we receive a new feel from that, a new understanding from that, or the art of it, or you begin to be more sensitive to the situation. You discover phenomena you did not perceive before, and this is how it is done. However, it is only if the environment is capable of strengthening me. Why? Because I need to strengthen the environment. Why? Because by that, I develop the sense of bestowal. Hence, it is built in such way. Otherwise, you will advance only by wounds that constantly would hurt you more and more. And you will not be able to get rid of it. And the Creator would arrange it for you everywhere. And in all kind of a reason, it will repeat 1,000 times the same. Specifically the same, in order for you to have it clear that you can't get out of it. Because if it would change, once money, once honor, once this, once that, then you think, oh, all right, I'm advancing. There's kind of advancement. Yes? This is how a person always likes to appreciate himself. And the fact that it repeats itself and you are fed up with it, you can't cope with it anymore, or constantly over and over the same, you're told you are remaining in the same level. You're shown that. We have no choice other than building for myself such a system, environmental system, that would constantly affect me and would hold me in. There's none else but Him, good that does good, and with respect to it, I constantly examine myself and accordingly demand of Him to change me, to open my eyes like that. Isn't simple, however, we can shorten up the way only in such manner. And if not, then you'll advance by sufferings. This is not yet great sufferings. Well, what shall we say about the world? To the extent that the world will now suffer, and it will suffer big time.
It already is suffering.
No. You know, it's like you say, you ask people in Israel, they say, oh, it's tough in Israel, it's tough. Situation is tough. That's not yet. Let's be a bit more serious. When the world will suffer, we will suffer even more. He who knows the purpose and slightly gripping onto the path, he who has a method how to ease of the development and is not doing it to the full extent that he is capable, that he was given with respect to the world, he will suffer for the whole world. This is the matter of suffering that can be revealed in Israel prior to the end of correction. That's it. Because the whole world, from the whole world, it passed on to those who have not succeeded in providing the world what they should have done. It's a lack of fulfilling the role. Yes, Mushi.
Bala Sulami says that there are two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, and all of our problems come as a result of not keeping the balance between bestowal and reception. How is it possible to explain it to people? What is it exactly that they have to keep? I'm not talking about us with the intention and these kinds of things. What can you tell people? Because you're not keeping the law of bestowal in society. As a result, come all the problems. Suppose I heard it. Okay, I agree. What am I supposed to do now? What does it mean to keep this law?
If we're speaking about the public, the masses, then there we need only to do actions of connection as much as possible, nothing more. Rather, cause them to be connected in as better way possible, the better way possible. Bala Sulam writes in the composition, The Last Generation, that we should try and aim for everyone to have a unanimous style of living, quality of living. And we have to understand that in general, nature tried to bring us to consume rationally, meaning everyone as much as he needs in order to maintain his life. Like a beast, meaning as much as my body needs, but not a beast, rather a beast that belongs to Adam, meaning what a person needs in order to sustain himself in modern conditions, We're not talking about going back to caves, obviously. And the rest of the fulfillment, in total, we are searching for fulfillments. And all the fulfillments, we have focused recently on money. Once there was knowledge and other special things. Nowadays everything is sold, even positions you don't care. You want to be the prime minister, maybe? Also, bring a few billions and you'll be prime minister. It all depends on the propaganda, etc., etc. So everything depends on money. This is how we build this world. So we will need all this fulfillment beyond what the body needs. We'll need to fulfill ourselves by chibur, by connection, a mutual connection, meaning from within the corporeal connection to attract light into the corporeal connection and fulfill ourselves in a way that it would bring reply to all our lacks in the part of Adam in us. And now we are advancing by that very same big crisis as a wound that expands, and as long as we will not understand its reason and correct the reason, the wound in itself will hurt more and more. It will develop more and more. And therefore, here there should be the goal should be clear to us that it is upon us to be as doctors as that come and save the world from its sufferings. Yes.
I gave a lecture and I tried to explain these things, and people said, look, what do you want? I have zero in the bank, I'm working for 12 hours, what am I supposed to balance, to give and to receive from... Okay, I'm ready to do it, but what is this balance that you're talking about? I work for 12 hours. When I come home, I barely have 1 hour to shower and whatever. I'm ready. I hear about what you're saying, but that all the problems stem from that. What do you mean?
We come into a state that when he is in a certain suffering, when he has all kind of locks that he cannot fulfill. Yes? You can't explain to him directly that these lackings, these sufferings, the upper force arrange it for him to ascend from the degree of a beast to the degree of Adam. You can't come to them and explain it to them. Well, guys, you are now beast. Why? Because you live within your desire to receive and only looking inside your belly. Therefore, Supreme Providence have to now elevate you in the evolution and pass you on to the degree of Adam. The degree of Adam calls resembling the Creator, for you not to look inside your belly, your guts, inside your beast, rather for you to look at bestowal, by that you'll acquire external vessels and it will all be yours. And this Adam is outside of you, the beast is your body, and what's outside of you is still vegetative, animate, and the whole of humanity is all the body of your Adam. If you explain it to them in such manner, they'll understand nothing. They'll think of it as some philosophy, some lunatic. This is what they'll think about you. Rather, by what can you come to them and start to some extent or in some form to work with them towards what? Towards chibur, a connection. Leave alone all your philosophies. Towards chibur. This is what's important. So, therefore, you have to come to them and explain to them, what are you guys lacking? What are we lacking? Well, it's obvious what we're lacking. Money. By money we can buy. Where do you need money? By money we can buy all kind of things. What things? We need classes for kids, lessons. We need food. We can't even finish the month. Pay taxes, municipalities, fees, etc., all kind of problems. All right, let's see how we can do it. You don't bring them money, well, you don't have it, and they don't really need it. It's not a problem of money. So all the compensation can be only by chibur, correcting the connection between human beings, even on their degrees that they are doing it only for the sake of corporeal gain. You, with your mind, understand that you want to evoke the force of connection among them so that they will be more prepared to receive the revelation of the Creator, because this is the goal. All in all, the revelation of the Creator is what is lacking. The light must fill up all the vessels. However, you cannot tell them that. Rather, bring it something slightly with respect to the vessels towards the equivalence of form, towards the balance. How? For the vessels to be a bit more connected. Then you have a reason to tell them why should they be connected. By us connecting, we will maybe buy food in an organized fashion. It would be cheaper. We'll do classes for kids instead of paying so much. Everyone for his own class. We'll organize it by ourselves. What other things? Let's by workshop evoke the force of responsibility between us. We'll save electricity, we'll save water, we'll save other things, we'll pay less. Let's by ourselves clean our area. We'll see how all those things will take it off the council, the municipality. Let's do that. Let's do kind of a commune, and for all of us it would be cheaper. You think that it's only a problem of money? All right, we'll compensate. Just see how much you'll gain. Everything can be done. Besides, the dilation, the good sensation, and not that you're now having yourself so low, and you can be, anything can be done with you. So, as a matter of fact, you are using their luck in a way, in the right way. Now, why they don't do it? Well, they themselves cannot, incapable of ascending, of elevating to those things, because you're closer to the correction, to the light. Although, it is as if on the surface, let's do it. No, they're incapable. Once they were, now they aren't. Because now it's on the path of correction. Hence, you are coming to them and performing it. You are like their Rosh, the part of Israel in the system. Yes?
And this is considered the law of bestowal that Baal HaSulam tells us about, due to which the whole of humanity is like frying on the stew.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you make warehouses and then what will you do. It's what's important is that they will connect. The warehouses and all the locks are for the reason for them to connect.
Around these actions, these activities.
Yes, as long as they feel that from the connection they have a profit, they're profiting, even corporeal profit. Later on, through all these actions of connection, when they want to profit, we'll do courses, we'll do workshops, we'll do all kind of things, mutual aid in all kind of things. All of a sudden we will feel that we are, you know, what's the problem? Why everyone need a car? What does everyone need a car? Well, it's just a waste. Maybe 100 cars are enough for our big neighborhood is enough. Maybe. I don't know. He goes to work, take a few more people. He goes there, take someone else. And you know, things are... Anyhow, you're sitting at home and you're making calculation for every liter of petrol you're wasting. And more and more. It's this endless the opportunities of enjoying the chibur. However, when you advance in those actions, you begin to appreciate the act itself. You begin to discover that in the chibur, there's a special force. There's even a pleasure, a delight. I'm enjoying being when we are connected. This is the work of delight. And then I get appreciation for the work itself. I begin to discover that by that I'm filled up from within. And then, I begin to appreciate this phenomenon in and of itself. I don't need the suffering in order to go and connect. I'm not connecting due to a lack. I begin to connect due to, how shall I put it? Not a lack, rather a surplus, abundance that I feel that I'm receiving. No, I'm not being poked from behind towards a connection as now. Rather, I myself am attracted. That's it. And then they continue and continue until they discover that here there's an upper root. It is disclosed to them in the sense. Let them work on that, but we need to direct things. Otherwise, the suffering will just grow, and that's it. And we're looking at all those smart people sitting there in Europe, and look, they don't know what to do. They're incapable. And they won't do anything. They won't. They stand no chance, no possibility to correct anything, nothing. You will see that systematic destruction develop and really clears everything off. It would be like after a Star War. It would be like desolation, and they will not be able to do anything, because by themselves they are incapable of turning towards a connection even slightly. And you can imagine a situation where they will be able to hear us, what suffering they have to undergo, what recognition of evil, until it will be revealed to them that this is truly so, and there's no choice. We are in a serious state. Yes.
And can you say, what's the connection between this thing that you're talking about now and our work in the group and our vut and our inner force? What's more important? Let's put it this way, the correction of the world or our inner correction to reach a state of the arvut and connection between us, or to pass this method on to humanity? What comes first?
Both. Can't any other way. How we need to advance by ourselves. This means that we need an attraction into the group, into the nucleus of the group, and through that we also need to expand towards the whole world with this knowledge and the aid as quickly as possible, for them to be able to know the method and to understand and to know what is happening now. It's both inside and outside, both directions. Accordingly, we are acting. We can't escape one for the other. If we will not be more and more and more connected inside we ourselves, we will not attain the right connection with the light, we will be delayed in our internality, so we'll not be able the way to come to the world. What are we coming with? With empty words. If we coming to them just like that without being connected, well, we must do the two. We must have both. Yes.
Earlier you said that we're working in order to acquire a rosh, a head. And we're doing it with respect to results, meaning there's certain action, and from it I understand how I am supposed to turn to the Creator. But what happens when we attain this rosh? What happens when we have the Day of the Lord?
When attaining the rosh, then what else do you need?
What happens then? I understand then that I'm not working with respect to a certain result, but what then? I mean, where is it then?
If you have rosh, spiritual rosh, it means that you're working rosh with the Creator. It's truly the same rosh, same calculation. you understand him, you feel him, you are in the same process with him, in acceptance. In your degree, on your level, nevertheless, you are. It's like a child that understands what he is expected of him, and he also agree with what is demanded, and he understands that it is for his benefit, and he's performing it by himself, gladly, even if it wouldn't be asked of him.
Okay, I get it, but where are these 125 degrees here and so on?
So the desire to receive constantly grows and gives you desires and breaks you more and more and more. Breaking meaning revealing the breaking.
Yeah, but atop all this, I have the understanding and agreeing with the process.
If you acquire above all that. Yes.
Good morning. I wanted to know, are there any other ways besides the group to achieve the power bestowal?
We don't see what they're doing. Either he doesn't stand up, this lazy Tel Aviv Center dude, or they aren't working constantly. I see that they're a bit sleeping there in the video switching.
Sorry, I should get up.
No, it's they too. I noticed that they're sleepy there.
Are there any other ways besides the group in order to achieve bestowal?
The group is the mean. It's the same instrument that should I bring it near me, although it seems to me that it's opposite to me, it's in contradiction to me. I was just given that false feeling and sight to see in the group something that is external to me. The truth is that it is my vessel. Simply this is what I feel as me. This is the I. And that I feel as outside of me. Yes? What's outside of me here? Is the world. The group. All that there is. And indeed, here, it's the vessel of my soul. And this is what is called guf. That's it. However, I cannot do anything that's kind of a concealment. And as much as I hear it, I don't feel it. What can I do? Then, here in all this thing, there is something special. What's that special thing? Kind of a small area here. Yes? Whereby this area is called a group. A group of wrote. And then I can come to it and connect with it. To try and connect because I and they are in one desire, one longing. Each and every one of the group have also this part on the outside. Yes, this part of the on the outside called goof of each and every one. And one soul for all of us. And the goof, should you ask, I'll tell you. This goof is each and every one, of each and every one. Yes? Everyone, all these bodies, they do not exist. Do not exist. That's the force of the breaking. It's an illusion, an imagination that it does exist. And should we get rid of this illusion, this imagination, then once we come out of it, we are acquiring the soul. Or Malchut of Ein Sof, or divinity, different names, doesn't matter. So, the group is, let's put it this way, the group is are not the bodies, not the friends as I see now. The group is the same state of ours. What is it here? What is this thing here? As if the group is within kind of a inside. I mean, the group is what is called that same longing, same or passion, the same imagination of ours, that when we want to be inside, connected, together, united with the Creator, being above our bodies, this is that character that we are stabilizing like that, that this is our general soul in unity, in chibur, in avut and everything. This is what is called a group. Hence, I put it inside that thing that is outside of us. Yes?
So, is it true to say, from what I understand, then, that the whole of reality is a mirror of my internality? And is it correct to say that what I actually need is simply to identify who's standing behind the mirror and who's the one showing me this mirror? Something like that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so suppose now I'm facing a mirror. I'm looking at myself. And how am I supposed to increase the force of bestowal as a result of the inner reflection? Because if we say that the group is the desire, then how do I create it from within, the
only
yearning?
Only from within the right environment.
You said that each one of us yearns for the reforming light and that each one of us separately, and we never do it together. Can you explain what does it mean to do it together?
Why not? Now we will do a workshop, let's say. So we together are trying to connect between us. So the workshop is just a reason. What's in it? The main thing that I discover by the workshop is that same force of chibur within which I begin to discover a new feeling, new phenomena, truly new phenomena, out of this world. And these phenomena eventually are should be disclosed in a form called Boe. I attain it as a force that sustains and creates everything. Do you understand what we're actually acquiring? Should we connect together? We're telling to those people on the outside, oh, let's get together, build some clothing storage, some tools so you have it cheaper and easier. But it's not so. We means that by the right connection between us, we discover a force that constructs reality, corrects reality, does everything, and we can manage, govern that force. We can use it. Do you understand to what state you are jumping, you're leaping, that you begin to govern, to conduct the world, to the extent that you equalize, to the extent that you acquire that feel and mind, that this godly feel and mind. But to that extent, you'll be correcting. Your face is the world which you are discovering. And by correcting it, you're truly changing the world. What are we coming to? However, in order to necessitate you, to obligate you to come to it, that you must have the force that governs the world, then you are brought to suffering. Because only it can shaken you, can move you so much so that you must find this force, otherwise you're lost. You aren't given, you're not allowed to just die easily. No, you won't be allowed. No, that's chesed. No. Rather, a calculation come in a way that it's worse than death. You're standing no chance. You will nevertheless will search and find the Creator. And it can be done in a short way. Well, okay, although you aren't quite a guest, but all right.
A few weeks ago, I got a CD from a very good friend, Zohar CD. There are a few songs there, lots of lessons from the introduction to the Book of Zohar. It's a fantastic tool for whomever wants to correctly aim himself, prepare himself for the studying. And my question is, when I hear this CD, I understand that in spirituality there is no time and no place. So when I hear it, I feel the groove a bit when I...
What's the question, please?
Okay, the question is, can it be effective when I hear it at any time in order to draw the reforming light?
If by that you're connecting with others, yes. If you are in it alone, no. That's it. I have nothing further to answer.
But
I don't know, but you'll answer yourself the rest.
But connecting with others internally, meaning?
Mister, listen to what I'm saying and have nothing further to add. If you're doing any action, could be the Zohar CD, could be any act, if you're doing it alone, the spiritual benefit in it is zero. That's it. To the extent that you are connecting with a group, to the extent that you are connecting with them, this action turns beneficial. That's all. I don't care whether it's Zohar or not Zohar. It could be article, psalms, or anything. The main thing is that you want to attract the light that reform into the connection between you, that you want to be further connected. Further connected. Because there is the place of correction, and not I... and I am not the correction. You are not the correction. You are evoked, awakened by wound for you to finally to understand where it needs to be corrected. That the connection between us need to be corrected. And if you aren't correcting that place, then as if you received the remedy to take it inside, internally, like some drops, and you spread it on your leg. And then what benefit would come out of it? No. That's a Rabash example. Yes, Itzik.
You say that the whole world is deteriorating.
No, I'm not saying it. They're all saying it.
Then who's to blame? Are we?
The one at fault is the Creator.
Okay, that's okay. But what? We're not doing the work correctly. We're going backwards instead of forwards. What's wrong?
No. In our advancement towards the goal, there are steps we have to undergo by the force that develop us, called nature, that works on the still, vegetative, and animate. And everyone advanced through lux. Well, let's let me explain that in every place we are in a lack, and to the extent that we're feeling the lack, inevitably, due to that feeling, we're moving to the next feeling. It gives us the vessels, the tools to move to the next stage. Where is he saying that? All right, article the peace. Okay. So, until we grow to a state that we need, instead of to advance and simply search how to benefit ourselves, being our whole evolution and advancement and technology and all that we have achieved, how can now we advance by not by being pushed from behind, rather by attraction from the front? When we develop attraction from the front, it's our force that we develop to advance more than the we are pushed from behind. This is what is called the Rosh of the Partsuf. If only advanced by advancing only by someone poking me from behind, it means that I regarded that I advance as a beast trying to constantly do a better life. Machines, banks, businesses, commerce, agriculture, all kind of things. I'm constantly searching. The life push me from behind. Yeah, constantly evoke me, like your wife at home, right? Constantly tell you, we need this, we need that, we need it. Now, this is how what I heard. Now, what's on the front? On the front is when you, by yourselves, begin to imagine, what does it mean, a more advanced state, a more beneficial, more worthwhile, and then you need to change direction. You need to start receiving appreciation. What is this life? I want to advance to something else. But a person doesn't know in what direction to advance. He has no, because he's a beast. What can we do? Hence, we are brought the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it provides us some initial explanation, begin to build for us that, you know, this inner part. Yes? And you, however, beside that inner nucleus that you're given to you at this point in the heart, this dot in the heart, you must now develop it by free choice. What does free choice mean? When you're given all this wisdom and mind, and you're taught many things and how to attract the light that reform and everything, however, you need to develop now the approach to life, to new values, in contrast to the body, so that the Rosh would grow above the body. Yes, the Rosh would grow above your body, in a way that it would be like that. A Rosh above the goof, and not, you see, on the same plane, on the same level. No. It's schematically, it's right. It's the truth. Meaning, in contrast to the body, by rejecting the body. Hence, we are like in every degree. He explained it to us there in the article, The Peace. Yeah, Baal HaSalam explained that each degree is built on canceling the previous degree, just like kids with respect to the parents, and then it builds itself. And here too. However, here you're doing the same action. It's a very simple system. This is the gap between the degrees. We learn it from above down. Malchut of the upper one become Keter of the lower one. And here in return, the Keter you attained in the goof. Yeah, what you attained in the goof, the Keter, yes, it needs to invert into Malchut of the new degree. Now, most definitely there's inversion here. However, the inversion is qualitative. Qualitative, very high quality. And you need to perform it by yourself. Otherwise, you will never reach the degree of Adam. You will not be Adam. Rather, I will be done upon you, then be kind of an upgraded beast. Meaning, here we advance in the same states, in the same development, that you must disregard the previous degree and acquire the next degree, so that the gap between the degrees is when there's inversion between them. Keter of the lower one become Malchut of the upper one. And we are learning accordingly from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and also we understand that due to our nature, you must disregard each and every state if you want to advance from one degree to the next. I'm in that degree. In order to ascend to the next degree, I must see it as a complete minus. Then this minus pushes me forward for me to acquire a higher degree. Then but this is something we need to manufacture by ourselves, between us, so that we will feel how our current state is intolerable. What we receive is an aid. By what? Sufferings or torments, crisis. We receive it. However, on the beast or animalistic degree, as usual, from behind, in order to assist you to slightly awaken more, and in order to build your Rosh. This is our period. Yes.
So, what do we actually see? That the world around us is our mirror, it's our suffering, it's our mirror, and what?
You are shown in a simple manner that, might, you're done, done with this degree, you must elevate, you must change values, you must advance. This is what you're shown. And we, following all those economists and bankers and that they're only thirsty for money, they have nothing beyond more billions in their account, they need nothing more in this life other than this more zeros, they have craze, and we must invest all our lives in order to fulfill their desire, and they bring us those values. Oh, you need it too, you too need it, this and this and that and being and all that. Why? Oh, they get more zeros in the account like that. We are in that madness. And this madness now, see what it brings us to. That's all. However, by that, they're only assisting you in building Osh. Meaning, it's the beginning of the next degree. They help you discover the zeroness, the emptiness, the lowness in this degree. It's... how you translate that? It's something in Russian, like a Marxistic dialectics. But it's a path of development. There's no other choice. You have something?
It's called the negation of the negation.
Well, in Israel, you aren't taught that, but we're not negating the negation. We're accepting the negation. This is our life. Yes.
When I reach the state of the prayer of the many, does it mean that I'm not in hastening, I'm not working in hastening?
If you're in the prayer for the many, you are in, I would hasten it, most certainly.
Is it not enough that I'm in the Torah spice, meaning must I also be in the prayer of the many? Does it have to come together?
Without prayer of the many, you attain nothing. Without the prayer of the many, you achieve nothing, because you have no vessel. Where do you want to achieve it?
Meaning that I come and study. Do I reach the state of the prayer of the many?
No. How come?
So, if I come and I study, and I'm advancing in the studying in the Torah, during the studying, is that not enough during the studying? Must I reach a state of the prayer of the many?
Yes.
But I'm studying.
Who told you that's enough?
So that's my question. It means it's not enough that I have to reach a state of the prayer of the many.
Yes. You see? Yes.
Same question coming from different places in the world. What's the difference between the mutuality and the commune that we're talking about and all the cooperations and communes that you already have in the world?
The fundamental difference is who is managing it. Are there people who have in their actions their light that reforms and that are managing them in order to bring them to participation as spiritual as possible?
And how do you explain it to people?
You don't explain it. Well, you need to explain it. Well, you need to explain to a person with respect to the luck he has. He wants to have better, more money, honor, knowledge for his family, his wife, kids, and not to have a nice engagement there, dealings, and in short, they want comfort only. So bring them comfort. However, you, through this comfort, pass on to them a lack for chibur, and then they begin to build wash. And by that, they already preventing themselves from further sufferings that will nevertheless come in their development. The whole of humanity, as long as it doesn't achieve godliness, until it doesn't reveal it in the common vessel, would suffer in an accelerating pace. The pace would be completely different. From today till tomorrow, you'll see you'll simply... It's not only bankruptcy, it's the climate, it's problems from all directions that drive the person crazy. He wouldn't know what to do. And it's only in order to, from all that, for you to start looking upwards. Yes.
The question is, we can't come up to people and explain that things are going to be bad.
No, you don't have to explain that it will be bad. What for? No, we tell them we'll advance to the good.
Yeah, but we come and say, okay, let's advance to the good. We'll do it through that mutuality that we're talking about. And then people say, look, guys, it was already tried and failed.
Let's do workshops and see to what extent we ourselves begin to discover that chibur is good. That's it. Chibur is good. Besides, I'm telling you, if I begin to bring them philosophy, for them it's philosophy. Yeah? What is not as a fact for the person, for him it's philosophy. For me it could be a fact and for him not. I need to talk on his degree, on his level. So, small things, classes for the kids we can do. It will save you money if you're even capable of even reaching it. All right, yes, so let's do it. Let's do this, let's do that. We start with simple things. By that, you can, you're seen as if you want to bring the crowd financial relief. Maybe you'd seen as doing, as if you want to bring the crowd some social connection, you know, like social relief. And indeed, we want to reveal the Creator to the masses. These are just degrees, and they, to the extent that they will engage in it, they begin to discover that there's a higher value always. We will do it by ourselves, yes, now, in a workshop.
And before that, we will sing a song.
מפריד בינינו מה עוצר בעדנו מלאחות את השברים מה משותף בינינו מה מאחד אותנו הרצון האינסופי בוא נרקום בינינו נשתור בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשתור בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים שכתבו לנו מילים בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את ה...